Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Shikari Jackson. We definitely thank you for joining us on this day after Thanksgiving. And to show our thanks to you, the viewers, we also want to remind you about the great specials that are going on at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get all the great nutraceuticals. You can take a look and see at the special, what the special prices are on your favorite product. Also, InfoWarsShop.com. We can get great discounts on many of the products there. Free shipping. So don't forget to check that out. You can see the Hillary shirts, all the great stuff that's going on there. And as far as what's coming on the show tonight, we have special reports across the board. We have the situation when Alex went down to Google and he stormed their stronghold. Also, Roger Stone, who is a Trump campaign advisor. A special report from John Bound documenting the migrant crisis. Also, the Confederate flag that they refused to take down. And Brandi Vaughn, she is of the Council of Vaccine Safety. So we have all those coming up for you right now on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Google has announced they're watching and listening to you over your microphones and camera. Is it the politically correct thing to do to submit to the viewing, and but say it's not happening because in a free country they're not watching you, even though they admit they are? Is that the proper mode?
I don't have a comment. Not right now.
It's just best to submit to the machine takeover. I agree with you.
The way some people see it, Big Brother is watching, and his name is Google.
Google's wearable computer is also facing stiff resistance, mostly over privacy concerns.
Eric Schmidt is Google's CEO.
If you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
In the not-too-distant future, you'll likely see some of these cruising past you.
There's what I call the creepy line. I would argue that implanting things in your brain is beyond the creepy line.
Mine in particular.
Yes. At least for the moment, until the technology gets better.
Now, a lot of times, people ask me why I do confrontational things. I don't do as much as I used to. It's because the globalists are confronting us. They're getting in our face. They're doing things to us. And they're taking our data. And it's time we just give them a little bit of the aggressiveness they give us to illustrate how what they do is hidden hand. What they do is digital. The real power in this world is still, and will get even more powerful in the future, physical. As less people get physical, as less people deal in third dimension and use their mind for fourth and fifth dimension thinking, what we're doing right now is where it's all at. Let's go in. Hello, ma'am. Alex Jones. How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Good, good. This looks like an exciting event tonight. How you doing, Alex Jones?
Hello, how you doing?
Infowars.com and here visiting our buddies at Google. What are you guys about to do here tonight?
Actually, we don't allow recording in here.
Well, but Google told me in an update that it uses the camera and microphone to listen to me in my house. I mean, you don't allow recording in here, but you got our camera right there on the computer that Google says it uses to watch people. I'm a little confused by that. I mean, we got everybody getting roped in here, and then we're just here with a camera. I mean, Google's got its cameras on all our computers. We use Google watching us. I mean, just explain that to me. How can he say we shouldn't have a camera in here when Google is all about selling our data and
interviews? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You just listen to us inside our houses without asking and try to take our cars over? Is that all? You lobby government to take our cars away? Anyway, so we're just here with a camera. Google has phones, you know, dialing in, watching us, listening to us. I mean, I'm really trying to figure this out. Let's go look at some of the food over here. Here we go. Absolutely. Oh, we can't videotape in here? Don't worry, we're already streaming it live. You won't stop our transmission. Anyways, we're here inside Google. Invitation only. Google doesn't tell you it's invitation only when they hack into your house and watch and track everything you're doing. Okay. Look, we got lots of...
This is a private event. Google
does not... Oh, whoa. Please don't touch our equipment. Well, I'm not going to touch your Google... Whoa, ma'am, don't touch me, please.
This is a private event, sir.
Well, ma'am, I don't want to... Well, I need you to not touch me.
Well, I need you to leave.
Okay, but is it a private event? Is Google watching and listening inside here?
I do not work for Google.
Well, then you shouldn't be touching me. That's assault.
Well,
well, I need a police officer to tell me that, so you need to go ahead and have them call.
Oh, no problem.
Good. Yeah, do that. Go ahead. So again, Google trespasses on us, tracks and listens to everything we do. We come here, and what did I say the response would be? We're polite. We're nice. And this is how Google ropes in all the local community and gives them a little free cheese and stuff, like you do a mouse, before it gets in the trap and slams the door shut. But just like we've had all the NSA whistleblowers on, we're going to continue to expose the public front of the NSA. Come on, let's go back outside now. One of our latest additions to InfoWars, he's going to introduce himself now, just pointed out some key HUMET, or human intelligence, when he was inside. So we're going to go back in and show everybody.
Michael Zimmerman, when we were inside just now, I noticed a sign on the window that says, when you're in this building, everything that goes on here is going to be recorded for this event. So you're on camera no matter where you are in the Google building, and they'll capture you on camera there.
But they're mad at us. Come show us the sign.
Exactly.
Come show us the sign. Here we go, round two. They're going to get really upset now. And just, Mr. Zimmerman, please point this out to us. Ma'am, we are back. We appreciate you real quick. I was here to see the sign. This says that everybody's being filmed in here by Google, just like they film you inside your house. So what would the issue be with us in here filming? Nothing against your event, ma'am. I'm sorry the Google spider has caught you. But notice to the public, film and videotape is presently being shot in this location. All areas of this event are likely to be filmed for the least part of the event's duration. Now, that's from Google, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what goes on. Thank you, Google Fiber. See it on InfoWars.com and on the Google platform YouTube, because we use the enemy's platforms against them. Thank you.
You know, Alex, we've come a long way with our understanding of Google, with our understanding of the tracking technology. I mean, years ago, you talked to someone on the street, they didn't have no idea they were being tracked in their Google searches to the extent they know now in their apps that they're accepting to give away all of their information to essentially the Borg system when they download iPhone apps or Android apps. I want to ask you where you see all this going with the future of AI cars, driverless cars, because I don't know about you. Personally, I'm not against the advancements of technology, which absolutely we're not. And I'm not against the idea, even someday, of AI-based cars. My problem is the control system of the AI cars, the control system of forcing you into it, the control system of saying that you are a human slug without any ability to do anything for yourself, and these driverless AI systems and cars all around, even in the house now, smart houses, these are for your safety because you're so stupid you can't do anything for yourself.
Well, that's it, Anthony. We didn't ask for this. It was Trojan horse, not just with Google, but into all the cars, the other PC systems, the Apple systems, you name it. They get together in these big giant corporate board meetings with governmental leaders. This stuff's been declassified over the last 50 years. This has been happening with DARPA and other agencies, and they decide the future. We've built this artificiality that has so many positive angles to it. But overall, the screen time, the television watching, lowering our IQ, causing brain damage, this is not debatable. And so while they were building the Trojan horse, while they were putting their grid in place, which is now basically in place for this AI takeover, and that's in Google's own words, founded 16 years ago, they met and said, listen, we're not just building a search engine. We're not just working with DARPA and Intel and the CIA. This is like in Wired Magazine now. And I was told this by NSA insiders like 14 years ago. Now it's in the news. Oh, we set out to build an artificially intelligent system that interfaces with billions of humans in live time, and that basically humans are now nodes or eyeballs or robot droids or drones of Google. And Google is allowed to get past laws. Other people can't. Google has this government relationship with NASA, you name it, nobody else has, because it is really a governmental institution. And I don't want to single Google out. Google compared to like Apple, which is even bigger, and some of these other globalist corporations is actually our nice guys compared. And I don't just say that because, you know, I don't want to mess with Google. That's just the truth. that they understand, keep the web free, keep it somewhat open while they grow to get their data to be able to become a sentient AI system. And many scientists believe, and we'll put the articles up here on screen, that Google has already actually become sentient and has transcended IBM and its Deep Blue and its other systems. Take your destiny in your hands and don't let these people control your future and dominate who you are. Discover what's really happening and realize that everything you do, the energy you expend, is being sucked off by these people to build their castle in the clouds, to build their world, and you're not supposed to have any part of that. That's a load of crap. We're going to expose what's happening, and we're going to, by our actions, change what these groups are doing. We're going to reach out to the executives of these companies. We're going to reach out to their children, their wives, their husbands. We're going to lay out an alternative to this program that's based on free will. And I assure you, if you take action and get involved in that discussion and creating that reality, these systems will fall. They're scared of you. And they know once humanity's unchained, they're not going to be able to have their control of the future and play God. And that's what they're scared of. But this fight's been played out in this universe many times, believe that. And 999 times out of 1,000, they fail. And that's why they're so scared. They've gotten better at what they do, but in the end, they will fall.
Is the street okay? We're welcome inside?
Yeah, it's a public event.
Well, thank you. You're sweet.
But let me talk to you for a second. Which is, I'm not sure everyone here would like to be on camera per se. It's a public event, so you can come in.
You work with Google, ma'am? You're very nice.
I do.
When are they coming out with robots to replace you is what I want to know, because you're too nice.
We happen to be hosting the city and the county here for an event. I'd actually appreciate not being on camera.
All right, well, you're being sweet. We just wanted to show that Google watches us and listens to us on the internet, and we just came and just figured people freak out if we had a camera, which they kind of did. And there's a sign saying, though, that Google videotapes you inside, so we're just all cameras. I mean, that's all we're showing.
So I'd appreciate not being
here. Okay, well, you're sweet. Hey, officers, be safe tonight. Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you. Well, thanks for putting up with me. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
couple listeners.
It's
all right. Anyways. Listen, we care about humans. We are the resistance. Just remember, when the robots take all your family's jobs in a few years, we're here. We're here for the
nice
people.
To meet you.
We're here for the humans. All right. We're standing up as hard as we can.
All right.
Later, it's going to get bad. You'll break the conditioning then. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And folks, if you want to stand up against the artificial intelligence that is Google, the NSA, and the corporate globalist, then now is the time. Their mothership, or their main takeover, carcinogen metastasization system, is at the corner of Colorado and 2nd Street in Austin, Texas. And again, nothing against those poor people inside. They have no idea what we're even talking about. We're not mad at them putting their hands on us. We're not mad at them trying to, protect their cyborg takeover system. We understand they're dumbed down. That's who we're reaching out to. That's who we're trying to stand up for. But again, we're going to be showing during this report Google's admissions, Samsung's admissions. We're watching or listening in your house. And I'm going to do another stunt next week, as I promised. We're going to go to people's houses, mainly Democrats and some of the folks we know that are involved in bringing immigrants in and making money off of it. I'm going to bang on the door and I'm going to say, listen, I'm a migrant. I want to move in your house and live in your living room. You're going to put me dinner. And that's what's happening in Germany, and it'll be the same deal. And I plan some other stuff for Google that's legal and lawful. I told you, what do you think's going to happen when I do that?
It'll be very interesting.
because this is only the beginning. The general public thinks groveling to tyranny gets them ahead. We've had a lot of fans come by. We had just had some guy walk by and go, thinking he's powerful, because they're so cowardly, they just think grovel to the system, they're going to get ahead. Anthony Gucciardi, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, it's just like when I went to the NSA, I guess it was about 2 years ago.
We ought to show some clips of that.
So, here, Josh, we've been here three... Hey, we're just trying to find out. We just want to ask a few questions of your commanding officer. All right, we're getting screamed at by the NSA agent. He's getting his car screaming at us, telling us to turn those cameras off right now. And he is very upset. He is very mad. Hey, we're saying we're on live feed, First Amendment. We're saying First Amendment. We just want to ask some questions. He's going up to Josh. He's about to take the camera from Josh. Oh, there's some more. Hey guys, we're just journalists here. We're just journalists. We're just trying. We're live streaming right now on Alex Jones show. Hey, excuse me. Hey. He cut the live feed. Alex, he just cut the live feed.
We went up there, me and Josh, and we rolled up, and I asked them for their ID, and I guess the military police at the Utah NSA headquarters didn't like that too much. And I said, well, you get our information all the time. I want to see your ID. And, of course, they arrested us, took all of our videos.
Too
dumb to actually erase them. Took everything we had. It was on live stream. I kept saying, this is being live streamed. People already see this. This is being live streamed. This is on air to millions of people. And they told us if we came back, we'd be put in a military detainment center. For me, going on into a parking lot, I couldn't even get to their HQ. Went to their parking lot.
But if you were ISIS, they would give you weapons.
Yeah, if I was an undocumented migrant, I'd probably be let in immediately. But the whole point is...
These people are taking down America.
Exactly. We do these stupid, silly things make a point.
We're an open, free society. They are just carving us up. And we're just here showing what a joke it is. Exactly. We're just here desperately trying to get people to become aware of, are we land of the chumps, home of the schmucks, or are we land of the free, home of the brave? Anthony?
Exactly. It's a stunt to show what they're doing in a more abrupt way, where this actually happens in a way that you can see it. We walk in, they get upset, but your information is being stolen and you're not upset about it, right? We go in there, they get upset.
We go in there and they freak out that we're at Google and that we dare even
record anything they do, but they can record everything we do and that's fine.
Should humans all just commit suicide en masse?
No, definitely
don't
not.
Eat tacos and go to bed.
I believe in progress. I think we're progressing.
We are. Well, the IQs are dropping, and the brainwaves are dropping, and the neural tissue is rotting. So we're not progressing.
I think it's three steps forward and two steps back. But I think generally things are progressing.
And the people running things, they love us?
No. That's too abstract. There's too much abstract.
Bernie Sanders loves us? Old Bernie said China has really great babies' rights, infant rights.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you agree with that?
I've made my statement, and that is all I'm going to say.
Just Bernie Sanders is great, but don't back up with Bernie Sanders up.
There's never going to be.
What about China, like killing 50 million girls, and even including after they're born? You don't even know about that. See, she doesn't know. That's a shield against that. And so Bernie Sanders is great, and China has the model.
Time to go.
Hey, bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Good
hey, take
you,
care, man.
Take care.
Be safe. See, it's all funny. Bernie Sanders is going to save us, but China has got great stuff for babies, and then. Like, kind of videotape, like you videotape us, we videotape you, like we're intimidated by that. We go up against the New World Order. But see how they've instilled a love of destruction, a love of enslavement in these people? Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones inside Google, simply saying, hey, you watch us, we watch you. And we're going to recommend InfoWarriors in the next few weeks come down here by the thousands and come in with your phones and do live reports surveilling them. They won't be able to stop the signal. Alex Jones for InfoWars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido.
Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Well, tonight we're joined by Roger Stone. Of course, he has a very long history with presidents throughout history. He's written three books. This is the third book we're going to talk to him about tonight. But, of course, he's written about Who Killed JFK, The Case Against LBJ, Nixon's Secrets, The Rise, The Fall, The Untold Truth About the President and Watergate, and now this book that we're going to talk to him about tonight, Clinton's War on Women. I'm very anxious to talk to Mr. Stone. He's a political consultant, a lobbyist, a strategist, and, of course, you have been there for a long time at the epicenter of history, really.
Yeah, I like to say I spent 40 years in the corroded rectum of the two-party system. You know, I worked on the Senate side for Senator Bob Dole as an assistant to Dole. I worked on the House side as an assistant to Congressman Robert Steele. I was a lobbyist, which is the job I liked the least. I'm a veteran of nine Republican presidential campaigns, starting with Richard Nixon, who was really my mentor. I was the youngest member of the staff of the committee to reelect the president, the notorious
creep.
Yeah, I went to the Watergate grand jury myself three times.
Really?
I was only 19 years old.
Wow.
I worked as a senior aide to Ronald Reagan in three presidential campaigns, 1976, 1980, 1984. I reluctantly came in at the end of the 1988 election to help George H.W. Bush. One of the things in my life I regret. I dropped in for the recount because Jim Baker, who had been Reagan's chief of staff, was a friend and someone who I owed politically. In my business, if you don't pay off your debts, you're out of business pretty quick. And then, frankly, with the nomination of Mitt Romney, despite my long sentimental attachment to the Republican Party, I left to become a libertarian. I just couldn't stomach the fact that the Republican Party of Barry Goldwater, a party dedicated to small government and fiscal responsibility and mm-hmm. personal freedom and liberty, had become the Wall Street Party, had become the party of endless war,
yes,
erosion of civil liberties, massive debt, spending worse than the Democrats in the Bush years, far worse. I couldn't take it anymore. So,
and of course, Romney Care was essentially the same as Obamacare. He had done that with Ted Kennedy, a perfect example of the how at the top they're exactly the same.
What aggravated me was that Romney's running around the country saying, Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan. You know what? In 1980, you know who he supported for president? Paul Tsongas, the left-wing senator from Massachusetts.
Sure.
Mitt Romney wasn't even registered Republican until he ran for governor, and then he became a Republican to run. So he's just an opportunist. And he couldn't even sound like, I'm a severely conservative. What does that mean?
Yeah.
The guy couldn't even talk the talk, never mind walk the walk. So I helped Governor Gary Johnson, who's a very accomplished and pro-freedom, pro-liberty, two-term governor of New Mexico, yes. who had a great track record for economic growth and personal freedom. I helped get him on the ballot in 48 states, and I found that to be both a great experience and a very frustrating experience because the Presidential Commission on Debates is not appointed by
right.
the president.
Right.
It's not a commission, and it's not about debate. It's about limiting debate to the two Tweedledum, Tweedledee, two-party duopoly that stand for the same thing. They didn't mm-hmm. want anybody to know that there was a third choice.
And of course, this is a guy who is a very popular two-term governor as a Republican of a Democrat state. And they would say, you're not going to be invited to the debates because you didn't show up in the polls, but they wouldn't put his name on the polls.
Well, it's a self-fulfilling
exactly.
prophecy. If you're not in the debate, you can't rise in the polls. And if you don't rise in the polls, you can't get in the debate.
And if they don't put your name on the poll, you're not going
right.
to do well on the poll either.
Right.
So they've got it rigged multiple angles.
Yeah. And they changed the rules, as Ross Perot found out in 92. When you reach a certain level, or with Ron Paul at the Republican National Convention, you needed a majority of six states to vote to have your name put on the ballot. So when Congressman Paul got to six states, they quickly changed the rule to eight.
Yeah.
They did the same thing with Gary Johnson. You needed to have... you had to reach a certain number of the votes in two successive polls. So when he met that threshold, they changed the rule very quickly to three.
Yeah.
They didn't want the people to know that there was a candidate who wanted to end the war in Afghanistan. They didn't want people to know there was a candidate who would have legalized marijuana and mm-hmm. ended the war on drugs. Mm-hmm. They didn't want them to know that there was a candidate who would repeal the Patriot Act and the NDAA. They didn't want people to know that those alternatives were even available. I met a very rich woman the other day. Hedge fund manager, pro-liberty, and she said, I just didn't know what to do. I didn't want to vote. I didn't like Obama, and I didn't like Romney, and I just felt I had no choice. I said, well, what about Governor Gary Johnson? She said, who?
Yeah.
She didn't even know he ran.
Yeah.
Because the New York Times never covered it. They barely mentioned his name as if he didn't even exist, and she lived in New York City. She was unaware that there was an alternative.
Now, of course, you've been at the epicenter of politics, as you point out, going way, way back. Going back to Nixon when you were actively involved, you got interested with Barry Goldwater. But, of course, recently you've been at the epicenter of everything with Donald Trump. Until August, you were one of his inside campaign advisors. Now, he's somebody who knows about the war on drugs. Let me give you this quote going back to April 15th, 1990. He met with some people. He blamed the country's drug problems on politicians who, quote, don't have any guts. He said enforcement efforts were a joke. He said we're losing badly the war on drugs. He told 700 people at the luncheon Friday, you have to legalize drugs to win that war. You have to take the profits away from the drug czars. You and I both know that's exactly true.
Yes.
Libertarians. So
yes.
Is he going to come out with that? Is he going to be able to do that with the Republicans, or is he going to have to wait until the general election to say something like that?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to understand that Donald Trump is a man who has never had an alcoholic drink in his entire life, not even a glass of wine. His brother died of acute alcoholism, so addiction is something that he's experienced firsthand. Mm. But he understands that incarceration, which is very expensive and ineffective, is not the solution to the problem,
mm-hmm.
And that the enforcement efforts are just expensive and failed. So, yeah, I think he would seek to view drug addiction as a health problem, not a law enforcement problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he realizes when you compare the dollars to the results that the war on drugs has been a big, expensive failure. Trump is about results. He's a mm-hmm. businessman.
And it's failed for 44 years.
Right. Businessmen right. look at any program or any business in this case, because government really is a business, and they look at the cost and the effect to see if anything they do has been cost effective.
You got a lot of people that are talking about that right now. This weekend, you had Chris Christie had a viral video that came out where he's talking about a friend of his who got addicted to prescription drugs, talking about how the war on drugs is a failure. We need to treat it as a medical situation. But of course, he's still for having the law enforcement branch of this. He doesn't want to legalize marijuana. As a matter of fact, Chris Christie would come after the states who have legalized it, like Colorado. And I'm really confused about his situation.
Yeah,
you've also got others who are now coming out. You know, Jeb Bush is talking about his daughter now, when before he was coming after the newspapers that they talked about her. Now Jeb Bush is talking about his daughter who was addicted to alcohol and prescription drugs.
I think Jeb is concerned because he is worried that his own background as both a drug dealer and a drug user, when compared to his support for much tougher penalties, mandatory penalties for those caught with small amounts of drugs, is a question of epic hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Rand Paul raised this question. I mean, the truth is, because Jeb Bush is white and privileged and wealthy, he can do drugs and pay no penalty.
Yeah.
But the poor African American guy who gets caught with a little bit of marijuana for his personal use in Florida, I can tell you where he's going.
Yeah.
Jail.
Yeah. Yeah,
so exactly. I think he is concerned that that some of his earlier dealings are likely to become public, and therefore he's now trying to soften his views as the macho drug warrior that he is. Mm-hmm. I have a book coming out in January, Jeb and the Bush Crime Family,
yes,
which really details Jeb's early days and his involvement with drugs prior to his government service.
That's one I really want to read. I really want to have you back to talk about that, because right now, I guess he'll still be there because he's got a lot of money that he collected when he began, but he's not collecting any money right now. And basically his exclamation mark has gone flaccid. So he's going to be pretty, it's going to be a must win situation for him in New Hampshire. Your book is going to come out just a few days before the New Hampshire primary.
Yeah. And I purposely, because mm-hmm. my book is it's an act of political action.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of questions in there that I think he needs to answer. But if the book published now, he would have a year, or he'd have, you know, 5 months, four sure. months to figure out how to answer these questions. And they'd go poll them and focus group them and, mm-hmm. you know, and massage mm-hmm. them and so on. And you get these qualified responses. No, I think that in essence, the Bushes and the Clintons are in it together. Not long ago, you remember Hillary started attacking Jeb. That's because Jeb was starting to flag in the Republican contest and she was trying to elevate him. This is mm-hmm, her, mm-hmm. this is her preferred,
They're bookends. And of course, that's the way the entire Republican Democrat situation has been. They, right. you know, they elevate each other.
Well, Jeb isn't going to raise the question about Bill's involvement in cocaine running in the United States, when he was governor of Arkansas, because his own father was involved. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. it's kind of checkmate. Mm-hmm. They'll never, you know, Jeb will never get in Hillary's face. Jeb gave Hillary a medal. Mm-hmm. How do you run against somebody who gave a medal for public service?
Exactly. And we'll talk about really that when identical. We come back, what was going on with Jeb and Jeb's father and going on with Noriega down in Central America. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat, because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well. and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
A woman in the West German town of Neheim was forced out of her apartment of 16 years so that a wave of refugees could put up stakes in her home. The resident of that apartment, Bettina Halby, later posted this on Facebook. On what grounds do they terminate rental contracts with residents in order to house refugees? There are plenty of empty properties in the town. The legality of the eviction is still in dispute as Germany is on par to make room for up to 1 million refugees this year alone. And soon it won't just be the places Germans call home being kicked into the dustbin of history. Next, it will be their beliefs. Sharia law is making a foothold in Europe. Recently, a Muslim man residing in Germany confessed to strangling his 19-year-old daughter to death as the mother watched, because she was caught shoplifting condoms. Back in the man's native land of Pakistan, 1,000 women are killed on average due to what is acceptably dubbed honor killing.
Her name was Nargis. They had fallen in love after he had given her a ride in his taxi. And they were blissfully happy until she was found dead in a field, stabbed, shot, beaten, and strangled.
The Washington Post reported in 2014, a pregnant 25-year-old woman was stoned to death by her family for marrying a man she loved. The stoning took place in the middle of the day outside a courthouse beside a busy thoroughfare. The woman and her husband had been in love, her husband said, and they'd gone to the courthouse to sign the paperwork. Outside, the woman's father, brothers, and extended family waited. When the couple emerged, the family reportedly tried to snatch her, then murdered her. Her father told police, "I killed my daughter as she had insulted all of our family by marrying a man without our consent, and I have no regret over it. It had been an honor killing." Here in America, honor killings are not uncommon. For instance, in 2009, Faleh Hassan al-Maliki drove the family car into his 19-year-old daughter after being enraged that his daughter, Noor, had shunned an arranged marriage. He was sentenced to 34 and a half years in prison.
Police recorded this phone call with Noor's mother shortly after her husband ran over their daughter and her boyfriend's mother.
"Your daughter is about close to dying."
"Close to dying?"
"Yes, she's in critical condition."
"Tell her thank you, Emil, thank you. That's what she needs. She needs to protect this family. That's what she needs."
"You're a sick individual."
When you have something that is against the rights of women, or against the rights of gays, subjugates other religions, and a host of things that are not compatible with our Constitution, why, in fact, would you take that chance?
The United Nations estimates that 5,000 women are victims of honor killings per year, while according to the BBC, women's advocacy groups suspect more than 20,000 women are killed globally every year due to honor killing. The Council on American Islamic Relations has denounced honor killing, calling it an ancient practice. An ancient practice that will be brought to areas of Muslim America as the fast-tracking of supposed Syrian refugees is emboldened by Obama's policies to bring in tens of thousands of potential ancient practitioners within the next 3 years. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Recently, the University of Texas pulled the Jefferson Davis statue from its campus because of a growing irrational fear of American history. On the northwest axis of 3rd and D in the nation's capital sits the Albert Pike statue, dedicated to the leader of the southern jurisdiction of the Scottish Rite, a title Pike held for 32 years. He was also a Confederate Brigadier General. He was also the Chief Judicial Officer and Arkansas Grand Dragon of the newly formed Ku Klux Klan. This is the only statue in Washington, D.C. commemorating a Confederate soldier, much less a founding member of the Klan. In fact, Pike was said to have owned a bracelet that allowed him perpetual communication with Lucifer himself. So if the Confederate flag is being denounced and Jefferson Davis and other Confederate monuments are under consideration for removal, why does this statue still remain? Simple. Pike is highly revered by the very occultic groups in control of the puppet government installed in Washington, D.C. His 1871 letter to Illuminati Mafia founder Giuseppe Mazzini predicts a succession of three world wars, a game plan followed to a T by the global elite. It was Pike that wrote the rituals that would create a secret society within a secret society, the 33rd degree. The 33rd degree would serve as a continuation of the Luciferian goals established by an older order known as the Order of the Palladium. All Master Masons brought into the higher degrees would have to take orders from higher Masons. This long list of initiates includes presidents, Supreme Court justices, and military leaders. It was Pike and Illuminati conspirators that infiltrated the world of Freemasonry, armed with a doctrine to establish a one-world order. These conspirators, such as Lord Henry Palmerston of England and Otto von Bismarck of Germany, built global hubs for the Illuminati, and these hubs, known as the Supreme Councils of the Scottish Rite, like the one located at 1733 16th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., have been in operation ever since. Washington, D.C. itself is reputed to have been designed to represent a pentagram and the Masonic Square and Compass, which would add to the confusing manner in which the streets of the District of Criminals are set up. Masons have long argued that Pike was not a member or founding father of the Klan. However, the 1905 publication, Ku Klux Klan, Its Origin, Growth, and Disbandment by J.C. Lester and D.L. Wilson, clearly lists Albert Pike as one of its founding members. This book was intent on glorifying the Klan and its origins, hardly an effort to spread misinformation. If awareness grows, the very people behind the liberal agenda to spread political correctness while abandoning our ugly American history will have clumsily uncovered a nest of treasonous activity and Luciferian dogma exposed in the light of day. Albert Pike issued this statement to the 23 Supreme Councils of the world. We worship a God but it is the God one adores without superstition. To you, Sovereign Grand Instructors General, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, 31st, and 30th degrees. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us initiants of the high degrees, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. Albert Pike, July 14th, 1889. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
Everything that's been done with torture, rendition, the NDAA, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, from day one was focused on the American people, period. That's it. It's always been about erasing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rolling out NSA spying publicly, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, rolling out torture, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's really for the general public, rolling out total control and the end of any underground free market systems in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but really shutting down any type of free commerce. This is all about converting us from a free society to a tyranny with a capital T. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President!
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
There you have it. Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Welcome back. I'm here with Brandi Vaughn, the founder of Council for Vaccine Safety. Now, let's get right back into this. They're telling us this is all for our health, that this is the big push of the mandatory vaccinations. What's really going on behind the scenes?
Right. I think it's interesting because what you're hearing is that vaccines aren't profitable. This is about public health. There are going to be huge outbreaks of infectious disease if we don't have more and more and more and more vaccinations. And we're not seeing this in the rest of the developed world, which has a much lower vaccine schedule than we do. So what did happen? Well, I'm going to tell you, vaccines became profitable. With the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Act, vaccine makers lost all liability. So in the U.S., one way we can push back against corporations running the government and running our lives is we can sue if we're injured or heaven forbid, we die from something, a product. And during that judicial process, which is in our Constitution for a reason, it goes through a discovery process and a lot of information about the real safety testing that was done and things like that. That's where that information comes out. And when the federal government gave vaccine makers complete liability protection in 1986 and then again in 2011, vaccines became profitable because all of a sudden you're looking at a pharmaceutical drug market, which is completely saturated. There's competition in every disease category. They have to spend a lot on marketing to win out over the competition. You have much more rigorous safety testing for pharmaceutical drugs that you don't have with vaccines because they're classified differently. You have smaller subsets of study population, and they're not long-term studies. They can be fast-tracked to market. Vaccines are regularly fast-tracked to market through the FDA. And you have no liability. So all of these things that, you know, kind of keep pharmaceuticals in check in the pharmaceutical drug market, which still is not very good because we saw Vioxx, you know, get pulled from the market, killed many people. Merck knew about it before they even took it off the market. But still, there are some hurdles and there's some regulation still a little bit there. But with vaccines, you have hardly any regulation.
Right.
And so they become very much more profitable. In fact, the revenue off of vaccines is much higher, than regular pharmaceutical drugs. So what else we're looking at is that there's a huge market for vaccines. We have a lot of disease states that they're now looking to profit off of with vaccines.
Right.
So there's almost 300 vaccines under development right now. And we're seeing a lot for adult issues as well. Yeah. So we have a complete untapped adult market as well. CDC says that 85 to 90% of adults are not up to date on their boosters.
Right.
So technically we're unvaccinated and we're not seeing these huge epidemic outbreaks that they say we would. But what a great market for the pharmaceutical companies. So now they're switching gears and looking to step up mandatory vaccination because they know that people, especially adults, are not going to go out and get their shots, you know, just based off marketing. They need a little more impetus. So they're doing mandatory vaccines. And like I said, there's some scary stuff coming up on the market in terms of vaccines, like ones for HIV, for anthrax, cancer, things that I don't want in my body, dead or alive. I don't want that virus in my body at all, especially with the adjuvants and the toxin, the neurotoxins and, you know, the carcinogens that are actually additives to the vaccine shots as well. So one thing as they move into this to vaccines and look for growth in profit growth through there and shareholder profits, you can see that they're really stepping up the campaign for vaccinations. And one of the main ones driving this is the HPV vaccine. Mm. So Merck had Vioxx that was pulled off the market, right? So in the industry, we call the HPV vaccine the have to pay for Vioxx vaccine because the one that has the majority of the market is Gardasil and it's made by Merck.
And they got it now, boys and girls can.
And so Merck made Gardasil, $135 a dose. And there's three doses within 6 months for boys and girls, ages 9 to 26.
Right.
And so this is far more expensive than any other childhood vaccine. So they're really making a huge amount of profit off of Gardasil. And it's coming at the expense of our kids because the aluminum content in Gardasil is one of the highest. And you're giving three doses back to back within six months. So we're seeing huge injuries and deaths with the Gardasil vaccine. In fact, a lot of countries in the world are taking it off the market. Japan is actively not recommending it after a government investigation into injuries and deaths. And in the Philippines as well, they're investigating it. The EU just announced a new investigation into the HPV vaccine, into Gardasil after a great documentary came out of Denmark that really exposed what was going on there. One of the great quotes off that documentary is from one of the doctors that actually led the Gardasil trials in Denmark for Merck. And it's actually, you can find it in the insert, you reference to Denmark trials. And it's a Dr. Jesper Melson. And he says he ran investigations into the vaccine when the government ordered those. And he says a realistic estimate is that 1 in 500 girls vaccinated experiences serious side effects. And we're talking life-changing side effects. We're talking women in wheelchairs. We're talking death. We're talking paralysis. We're talking muscle pain that never goes away.
Right.
And Rob Dew, when I just did the radio interview, he mentioned there's a video on YouTube of girls after a school campaign for the HPV vaccine,
right.
And they're just writhing in pain.
Right.
And if you see this kind of injuries, and people are, and they actually protested in the streets, this is not okay. You did not tell us what's in this vaccine. You did not tell us the risk of injury here.
Right.
And we're not being given the information that we need to make a real choice.
One in 500 girls, I mean, that's like the size of a small school. So one person in the school, and they're forcing this on everyone. So
right.
One person in your school, one girl, could be wheelchair bound for life, or could
right.
go into premenopause, never be able to have children of her own
right.
because of an HPV shot, which there's so many different strains of it. And we've done studies on this. It actually can increase your chances of getting other forms of HPV, other strains of it. And I mean, it's your body, as long as you are healthy, can usually clear it.
Right. 90% of cases of HPV clear up completely on their own without any repercussions.
Symptoms.
And other ones are, the majority are treatable.
Wow.
So in doing more research into HPV, what I realized is, so the World Health Organization says one, your risk of getting cervical cancer is 1 in 40,000, which already is very, very small, and very small compared to 1 in 500, you know, serious reactions. And yet what they don't tell you is 88% of all cervical cancer cases are in third world countries. So only 12% of all of those cases are in developed world, not even just in the US, in the entire developed world. And so, you know, in terms of like risk of getting cancer, cervical cancer for women in the US, because it can be, you know, mostly prevented through the Pap smear protocol that we have.
Right.
It's very, 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 very minuscule. And in fact, cervical cancer is not even in the top 10 for cancer for women. And the biggest kicker of the HPV vaccine is that 75% of cases of cervical cancer are in women over 55. But the vaccine only lasts 8 to 10 years. So think of how much money they're going to make off boosters, right? But why are we mandating this for teenagers when that vaccine is not going to give them coverage for the real risk category, which is not even a real risk because it's so small, the risk of getting right. cervical cancer. But we're giving this vaccine to teenagers, and it only lasts until maybe they're 30, you know, being generous.
Right.
And yet they're not going to be at risk for it until they're over 55, really. So
yeah.
Why are we giving this to teenagers? We're seeing an amazing amount of injuries and deaths, and the risks are not worth the benefits.
Wow.
And in fact, one of the lead researchers, Dr. Diane Harper, who was an independent consultant for Merck on the research, the Gardasil trials, is speaking out against these HPV vaccine mandates because of this. The risk, the benefits are just not there. I mean, but
right.
the profit is. And in fact, one of the things I definitely want to touch on is that this is worth tens of billions of dollars for Merck. There are 76 million kids in the U.S., in the last census numbers, between 9 and 26, boys and girls. And this is worth tens of billions, with an annual recurring revenue stream of $1.8 billion. This
wow.
is like blockbuster status.
We've got to get this information
blockbuster
out there.
Blockbuster status.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. Once again, be sure to go to InfoWarsLife.com as well as InfoWarsStore.com and also PrisonPlanet.tv to get all the great specials. Well, that's it for our show tonight. Once again, I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again next week.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, And it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.